This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is Sunday morning, 11/27/22. This is the law of sowing and reaping. All right, this is the Lord speaking here. I have said to you in a previous word to prepare for plenty. In fact, I believe it was a word of prophecy from Danny. The world is preparing for lack, shortages, power outages, anything but plenty. It's everywhere you, it's not, you can't, it's hard pressed to find anything to listen to. There have always been two camps. One camp is shakable and manipulated up and down, but the other is unshakable. God's kingdom is unshakable. We have inherited a kingdom that is unshakable, even though we live in a kingdom that is shakable. Do you need me to turn the air on or something? Oh, water. Okay. All right, with that, turn to Genesis 26. We're going to start with verse 1 there. And there was a famine in the land. What do you think famine is? Shortages. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. So they've always been around in the world. Because you know who's been in charge. Where Satan is, there's going to be famine. Shortages, power outages. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. In other words, he's starting to seek out, what am I going to do? You know, I'm going to have to do something here. Everybody says I need to go get stockpile silver and gold. Others say I need to go stockpile Patriot food supply. Others say, you know, you need to get your generator. Others say you need to stockpile water. Others say you do this, you do that. Get all your money out of the bank. And the Lord appeared unto him in the land. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. What's Egypt? Babylon. What do we see falling all around us? Babylon. Don't go to Babylon. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Is that plenty? All these nations I'm going to give you? He was preparing Isaac's mindset for plenty while he was in famine. He was saying, listen to my instructions. Don't go down to the world system or to their ways and get advice on what you should do. Because everything of the world's coming down. If you haven't realized that yet, you need a good aqua velva moment. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. See, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. All right. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed seed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. For the last couple of years, Danny's been sowing above and beyond, way above and beyond. We've been tithing for a long time what we want, not what we have. We just had two, three new wells. Come on board. Four. Come on board. Does that mean we hoard up and stack up? No, it means we give more. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had made Christians great again. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That's the ites. When you got the deep state that's stolen everything, envying you. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. See, he had challenges. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Now get a picture of that. Even the ratfinks of their day saw their greatness and said, depart from us. You know, that's what the Lord wants for us. Is it just for Isaac here? No. It's about being obedient. A lot of people would look at our house and say, yeah, that's one of them prosperity preachers, you know. Well, that's an excuse because you're sorry so-and-so and you've done nothing but gripe and complain and spoken what you got. You're just jealous. You're just envious. Just like them, depart from us. You make us look bad. But what they don't know, the many years sowing in famine. So they never take into account. That's why people like, you know, Brother Copeland and Joyce Meyer, different ones, are prosperous. It's because they put God's principles to work. And see, the world, even the church, comes against them because they think, well, you know, if you're going to be a good Christian, you got to be poor. I remember the time that our ex-pastors came and sat in our living room and said, well, we think you're supposed to take the church. And I remember telling the pastor, I said, well, I ain't going to be poor. There ain't no way I'm going to do it poor. And he said, well, praise God. You know? Anyway, people don't understand that this is a process. This is something that you begin to do and you do throughout your life. And at some point, it catches up with you and it begins to overtake you. Isn't that Amos? Is that Amos? Is that Habakkuk? Huh? I want to look at that. Let me find it. A lot of people bail out because they don't see what they want to see when they've been screwing up and messing up their whole life, and all of a sudden they turn things around. They think in 2 weeks they ought to be seeing something. Well, you know what? That's not even how farmers work. That's not even reality. All right, let me see here if I can find it. Right here, this is Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. In other words, the devil's not going to be any more stealing from you. The IRS man is not coming around anymore to steal your money. Think about it. God blessing you so much because you have implemented His principles that even the elites envy you, and even when the tax man cometh, he can't even make a dent in what you have. That's the way it's supposed to be. The world system runs in cycles. They are manipulated by the god of this world and his minions, and it cannot be depended on, but the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. The system is not made for you to win, but to lose. Satan's agenda is to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you haven't figured it out by now, you need another Aquavella moment for sure. All right, Ecclesiastes 11. It doesn't make any difference that the system is here and it seems like it's dominating. It doesn't make any difference. The kingdom of God will work for you in that system. We see that over and over in the Bible. God brought his people out of that system. All right, Ecclesiastes, which I know y'all are sure probably what I'm going to be reading, chapter 11. You don't ever stop sowing. You just don't. I don't care if you're barely making it. We were there a lot of years. And it just seemed like, man, after so many years of it, just one day, man, it just the turnaround started coming. It's been coming ever since. This is 11, verse 1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil should come upon the earth. In other words, if you're a sower in the kingdom, you're under a different jurisdiction. You're not under the god of this world and his storms and his allergies and his all his junk he's always doing. No, you're in another place, kingdom operation. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. So if you're watching the systems and you're watching what the devil is doing, you won't sow. No, we were told to hoard. We were told to go and do all this stuff to prepare for ourselves, take care of ourselves. God's saying, no, sow 7 or for 8. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is a child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. So we're to have this mindset of giving, sowing, always in this mindset, not hoarding, heaping up, stacking up. Just keep on casting your bread upon the water, for in due time, harvest time, it will come into your bosom. This is Luke 6:38. It says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Yeah. Just like sowing a natural seed, there is seed time and harvest. It is the same in finances. Put this law into motion and it will continue. You'll gain speed. This is a law. Genesis 8:22. When Noah got off the boat, he probably thought, man, I'll be glad when this cruise is over. This is the worst cruise I've ever been on in my life. I've been on one similar. It's awful. All right. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So sowing and reaping. All right. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. The world and the system are not your gauge, but the word out of my mouth is. I'm good for it, and I will never let you down. Just keep on casting. Keep it flowing until it comes back to you on every wave, and you will have so much that you will not be able to contain it. I made the earth rich. It's all still there. I gave it to my children so you can claim it. Your casting your bread upon the water makes a demand on that supply. It is not coming from heaven. It is in the earth. It is an endless supply and it will never run out. What do you think the deep state's stolen? What God meant for his man. Don't listen to the poverty gospel, for it is not of me, but it has been hatched by the evil one. He wants it all. He's going to get it all. The pit and the lake of fire. Yeah, that's all he's going to get. All those things are waiting for him. For you, though, plenty is ahead. Prepare for plenty. Get an image on the inside of you of plenty. Don't sit there and think about your situation and your circumstances and let that rule your life. You need to be preparing for plenty. Your mindset has everything to do with it. That poverty mentality will cause you to become need-minded instead of seed-minded. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Need-minded instead of seed-minded. All right. Genesis, go back now. Genesis 2. 2:8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And the God, Lord, and sorry, I'm in the wrong chapter. 2:8. Here we go again. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, all the best food and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first is Pison, that it is which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of the land is good. There is Bedlam and the onyx stone, and the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. It's one of the richest continents on earth, and it's got the poorest people because they've been victimized. And the name of the third river is Sedekel. This is which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. And then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So whose fault is that it's not in our hands? Lord put it there. He put it there for his children. It's still there. In fact, I heard someone say, I don't even remember who it was, about there's all kinds of metals that we've never heard of. All kinds. Not just gold and silver and copper, palladium, you know. There's all kinds of metals and things that God created and put in the earth for his man. See, they've tried to steal everything from us. All right. Then I need to read it. Yeah, I've read enough. Okay. So we were supposed to dress it and to keep it. We were to use all these vast resources. See, the Garden of Eden was in Africa. That's where Ethiopia is. All the richest in the world. They got, I guess, the world's diamonds are there. Which I heard about what diamonds are, and I just makes me cringe. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I won't go there. All right, John 14. The Lord says here, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. See, when you're waiting to be come back to earth and live as he wants you forever on the earth, if you die, well, you got a holding place you go to, and that's heaven, and there's only mansions there. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Talking to his disciples here. Of course, they've all gone. They're in the council around the throne. But they live in mansions in heaven. His kingdom come, his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So get God's concept of how it is where He is. And all that poverty crap. Ain't no somebody ringing a Salvation Army bell at the stores you go to. There's not going to be any of that. There's not anything like that. There's none of that. Poverty, lack, and all of that stuff. No. All right. Notice there are no shacks there. In my house are many shacks. I go to prepare a shack for you. He didn't say that. He said a mansion. What constitutes a mansion? How many rooms do you have to be considered a mansion? I don't know. I guess it's worth finding out, all right? As I have said it in heaven, I want you to have it in the earth. Sowing and reaping, bypass manipulating and stealing. This is what the God of this world system does. Banks use your money without consent, gain interest from it, and put it into their pockets. They are just like their father, the devil. Every war has been a banker's war, and they finance both sides. They go in and scorch earth, everything. Seek first the kingdom and its operation. It does not operate like the world system. In the kingdom, you give it. It multiplies and comes back to you. It's all yours. Per my instructions, call it in. Bind the strong man and recover all that the enemy has stolen from you. It's not about deserving. It's just kingdom benefits. When you're part of the kingdom of God, you're born again. Just like when your job, you got benefits, you get benefits for being a kingdom dweller. It pays to serve me, and there are no limits. Be careful that you stay away from the us for and no more mentality. See into yourself and nobody else. All right. Luke 12. We'll start with verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto him, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Have you ever noticed, even in the world, if you've got stuff, people throw stones? It's made to look like a stigma. But no, it's a benefit of the kingdom. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. See, God just does not look at things the way the world does. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither have they storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to a stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, of ye a little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be of double mind, or doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye need ye have need of all these things, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Yeah. Prepare for plenty. Time to enlarge your tent. It starts in your mind. That's where the problem is, in your mind. You know, I heard someone talking yesterday about the real problem, and they were right on. They said it's your mindset. This is all the problem. In fact, I think it was Simon Parks. He was concerned because there's still a great, great percentage of the population that's not awakened. And he feels like the white hats are taking the slow turn. In fact, what they would rather do, instead of even having open conflict, they would rather everything continue slow and changing, and one system overtakes the other, and nobody even knows anything that's really happened. Because they don't want carnage. They don't want people being killed and, you know, harmed in any way. Rather, this is the tactic that they're using, I don't know. But he said, I don't think any longer is any of this being used to wake anybody up. He said, I don't believe it is. So whether that's true or not, we don't have to get on that bandwagon, because we're operating in a different kingdom. So what? Let them do whatever. We're trusting God here. We trust MAGA. We trust President Trump. I don't care what Kanye says. You know, we're trusting President Trump. I wouldn't vote for you if you nobody else to vote for, okay? Let's just say that. It's just to cause division. Or DeSantis. Who cares? God chose Donald Trump. And I believe it's going to play out the way God wants it to. We need to stay on that train, and we need to continue to speak that there'll be no variations of that. That God's plan will unfold the way it's supposed to, and people will realize we're not looking to Donald Trump. We're not looking to any of the alliance. We are looking to God. This is God's plan. We have to keep that mindset, no matter, because men can take a false step. Now we do pray God's wisdom for them, that they will make the right steps. But it's evident to me, after listening to Phil last night, that God's working behind the scenes, whether people realize it or not. They don't act like it, but, okay. All right, it starts in your mind first. All right, a few more scriptures. Isaiah 54. Verse 2, it says to enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Now he's not talking about going and looking at properties and hunting down things. He's not talking about that. He's talking about get your mind ready to prepare for plenty. Then, whenever he speaks to you, then you can go look at whatever he leads you to go look at. Right? Yeah. We don't get in the flesh. Create in your mind first. This is where the creation process begins. He's put no limits. He doesn't want you running in the flesh, though, and doing it, trying to do it yourself. You'll fall on your puss is what will happen. That'll just what happened. So we create it first inside of us, our minds. That's the creative center. It says, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Right here, this part of us, which is this part of us, really. It's more mental than it's anything else. Keep the good mindset. All right, this is how we do it. Read this scripture to y'all so many times, y'all have it memorized. This is Genesis 1:1-3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. It looked pretty impoverished, didn't it? Poverty. Lack. It was a mess. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Your Spirit's moving upon the face of those waters out there. The Holy Spirit's moving on your problems. All right, I'm waiting on you to say something. I'm waiting on you. Say this. You're waiting on Him. He's waiting on you. Right here. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And when the light was there, He said, good. That's what happens when the answer comes. Good. It's good. In heaven, there's no poverty. I permit none of that here. I do not want it in the earth either. It's up to you to change it. He's given us everything we need to do it. Okay.